Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This past week, we have been studying the names of God, and we know from the scriptures that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it, and they are safe. It's very important for us as believers to study the names of God, because within the names that God reveals in the scriptures, we find revelation of God's character. We find the attributes of God explained and described to us through these amazing and multitudinous names that are found from the Old Testament through the New Testament. Today I want to talk specifically about the Hebrew name Jehovah Nissi. The name Nissi means a standard or an ensign or a banner. An ensign is an emblem of a military unit, or it means a flag. The name Jehovah Nissi has much meaning for us. We live in a day right now when the flag has suddenly gained tremendous popularity. The flag of our country, the United States. Suddenly, all over the country, we have seen a groundswell of patriotism where people are displaying the American flag like never before in history. And the rallying that's going on around this flag is a sign that the people have come to stand beneath that flag as a unit, in unity, believing in what that flag stands for, the country of the United States of America. And this is a wonderful thing to see. However, there's a more important flag that we need to rally around as believers. And that is around the flag or the banner that is God Himself. The Lord describes Himself as Jehovah Nissi. And we find this in Exodus chapter 17. Let me read you the passage from which this comes. In verse 8 it says, "Now Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim. Then Moses said to Joshua, 'Choose us some men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand.' So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands became heavy, so they took a stone, put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Write this for a memorial in the book and recount it in the hearing of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out of the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven.' And Moses built an altar and called its name Jehovah Nissi, 'The Lord is my banner.' For he said, 'Because the Lord has sworn, the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation.'" Moses made this altar and he named it Jehovah Nissi, "The Lord is my banner." This is a picture for us of God Himself. The Lord says to us that He is the banner, the flag, under which we should come. The Lord delivered Israel out of this battle with the Amalekites. And we see that Moses recognized it by naming this altar, "The Lord is my banner," or Jehovah Nissi, that the people of God needed to remain under the banner of God in order to have victory. There is victory in the battle for the believer, just like there was victory in the battle for the children of Israel when they faced Amalek. Amalek is often seen in the Old Testament as a type of the flesh. And it's interesting to me that at the end of chapter 17, it says, the Lord has sworn the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Understand, the flesh is a battle that has been experienced by every single generation. As believers, we must battle the flesh, but under the banner of God, Jehovah Nissi, we can have victory over the flesh and walk in the Spirit as God has called us to. God is our banner, leading us in triumph over our enemies, the enemy of the flesh and the enemy of our souls, Satan himself. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 has one of my favorite scriptures for victory in it. It says, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. This is our Jehovah Nissi. This is the Lord our banner who always leads us in triumph in Christ. In Psalm 41 verse 11, the scripture says, by this I know that you favor me, that my enemy does not triumph over me. That is God's will for you. If you will follow closely Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, your banner, if you'll stay under his banner, not step outside of his protection or try to do things in the flesh or try to have victory in your own strength. Stay under the banner of Jehovah Nissi and you will not see your enemy triumph over you. In Psalm 60, verse 4, and the beginning of 5, in the Amplified Bible, we find this awesome scripture. It says, but now you have set up a banner for those who fear and worshipfully revere you, to which they may flee from the bow, a standard displayed because of the truth that your beloved ones may be delivered. The Lord has set up a banner for those who fear God, who worshipfully revere God, to which the believer might flee or might run to and find safety. And this says, where they may flee from the bow. We know that in the New Testament, we are told that Satan will come after us with fiery darts. He's launching these fiery darts from his bow, but that the shield of faith, which has been given to us by God, is enough, is able, is sufficient to quench every fiery dart. We can run under the banner of God and hold up that shield of faith and see that our enemy cannot triumph over us, but that we are safe from his attacks under the banner of Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. Have you run there? Have you claimed that protection that belongs to you and that's revealed to us in this name, Jehovah Nissi? You need to say, God, you said in your word that you are the Lord my banner. I come by faith underneath that banner now, and I believe you deliver me from the battle that's against me, from my enemy, both the flesh and the enemy of my soul. And there are two powerful things besides protection that we find under God's banner. There is rest under God's banner. Isaiah 11:10 says, and in there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. The word ensign translates as banner or flag, or a military unit emblem. I'll read it to you again. It says, there shall be a root of Jesse which shall stand for an ensign or for a banner or a flag. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. Jesus is that root of Jesse. Jesus is that banner we can run to and seek his rest. Jesus will provide you with glorious rest. It says his rest shall be glorious. Rest means repose or resting place. It'll be glorious or peacefully splendorous. We live in a day when we need rest like never before. There is fear on every side in the world today. There's pressure and there's stress. And people would say, I just have no rest. And yet God says there's rest under his banner. Say to the Lord, God, I see that Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner, has provided rest. And you said it'll be glorious. I come to rest under your banner today. make that decision of your heart that you'll yield your heart to Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, your banner, and stop trying to do everything in the flesh. Stop trying to work things out in your own strength. Run to the safety under God's banner and to the rest that He promises you there. And lastly, there under the banner of God, we find love. We live in a loveless generation where there's no true love. Selfishness prevails and predominates in our culture. And yet we see in Song of Solomon chapter 2 verse 4 these words, "He brought me to the banqueting house and His banner over me was love." The Amplified says, "For love waved as a protecting and comforting banner over my head when I was near Him." Are you near Him? His love will wave as a protecting and comforting banner over your head. Everyone needs love. The world cries out for love. And God promises that in Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner, we find love. Under God's banner, we find love. Are you feeling unloved today? Say to the Lord, "God, I see that Your word says You're my banner, and that Your banner over me is love. I come to You seeking that love, not the love of a human relationship, the love, the all-satisfying comfort, protection, companionship, and love that comes directly from the Lord." Have you truly allowed yourself and your heart to come under God's banner? If not, you'll never experience these truths in your own life. Commit your heart wholly to Him, and you will find victory in battles, rest, and love under the banner of God, Jehovah Nissi. He wants you to have them. Cry out today and say, "God, I come by faith under Your banner, and I'm expecting and anticipating Your protection, Your victory, Your rest, and Your love. Thank You, Lord." This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.